He was a goaltender from Depew, New York, who came to UW-Superior and played for 2 years, from 1987 to 1989. He only started one game in his two-year career with the Yellow Jackets, but he got the win and endeared himself in the hearts of his teammates. So let's go back, David, to the 1980s. And how in the world does somebody from upstate New York end up playing at the University of Wisconsin-Superior?
So, interesting story on that. I had originally gone, my grades weren't the greatest, so I did a 2+2, and at the time I went to North Country Community College, which at that time was the number one JUCO school.
Okay.
And it was a small school in Lake Placid, Saranac Lake. And my original major was supposed to be wilderness recreation. And I took a class in it, and I remember we were in the middle of the woods in Lake Placid in the Adirondacks, camping in the middle of winter in a tent, a sleeping bag, and just backpacking for a whole weekend. And no fires, just a candle, and people reading poetry. And there's nothing wrong with poetry. My wife's an English teacher. But I remember sitting there going, jeez, this isn't for me. So I ended up, at the time in the 80s, the computers weren't as prevalent as they are now. And so I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do education-wise. And on this test, on this computer, communications kept coming up. And then all the schools with communication, and Wisconsin Superior came up. And then I went to my coach, Tim Garish, at the time, and he kind of like looked at me funny. And I was like, well, what? And he goes, just so you know, I was interviewing for that job, and this is what I can tell you about it. And I mean, Nelly ended up getting that job, and it was awesome. And we'll get into some Nelly stories in a minute, but I remember thinking, so he had the reason why I bring picture. So he had the pamphlets and all that other stuff. And so I was like, okay. So I started reaching out to other coaches. And like I said, Nelly was the one that eventually got that job, but Tim had the pamphlets that gave me the pamphlets. So I reached out to Nelly, and he gave me a call, and we talked a little bit, and then I was like, okay, well, I want to come see it for a visit. And I drove, it's a funny story, I drove back from Lake Placid on one of the times we had off between hockey and school, drove from Lake Placid home, which is about 7 hours, stayed the night at my parents', and then took a Greyhound bus, I think it was 28 hours one way, and went, got dropped off at the bus station at like 3:30 in the morning. And I was like, and at that time there were no cell phones, no nothing or whatever. And then the assistant coach at the time, Nick Wheelahan, thank God I waited for like an hour, but picked me up. But I didn't know who to call. I didn't have, cause it was only pay phones, and I had limited amount of money and quarters. And then he ended up finally showing up, and then I toured the school, and I liked it, and I loved what Coach Nelson had to say at that point, and they had the communications, and that was when I toured the college, that they let me do the communications building. And I just remember thinking, this really is a good fit. And it's funny that I use the word fit, because now whenever I have a recruit in, I tell them simply, like, look at, and I have a daughter going through this process. I tell all the girls, I'm like, look at, you got to go with what fits. And now looking back at it, just by telling this story now, the word fit back then. And so that's how I ended up in Superior, Wisconsin.
You know, it's interesting you talked about your coach, because a couple of years ago I did a segment with Coach called Coach Nelson Remembers, and we went over some different aspects of his career. And one of the times we were talking about how he got the job, and he brought up your coach as being one of the finalists for that position when he got it. So that's really interesting that there's that tie there. And then the fact that you hopped a Greyhound bus to get out here. Dedication, man.
You should off the record, at one point when we talk again, I'll tell you a couple of the bus stories that really I can't say for now, but oh my God, I got an education really, really fast, and a lot of it came on that bus trip.
I can't wait to hear those. So you end up in Superior, and now let's talk a little bit about your experience here for 2 years as one of the goaltenders on the Yellow Jacket hockey team. You talked about it being a fit. Fit academically for you, obviously. Hockey-wise, was that a good fit for you too?
I thought so. I mean, I got there, I didn't know what to expect. The year that I got there was, you know, Nelly's second or third year. So obviously when coaches first start, they tend to bring in a lot of people because they want to bring in their own guys, and he did. And they were – so I mean, it's funny because nowadays, as a college coach, like, the one thing you can't do is, and I don't know how Rich does it, but you can't, in this day and age, you can't over-recruit. Because that word gets out really fast that you over-recruit. And it was a different era back then. Like, I remember trying out, and there was like 7 or 8 goaltenders trying out.
Wow.
Which was astonishing to me. I think I have the number right, but off the top of my head, that's a number that comes out. And I mean, obviously, it's been a couple of years, but I just remember there was an insane amount of goaltending. But it's funny, back then, you didn't give that a second thought. Like, you're like, oh, crap, I just got to make the team.
Right.
And nowadays, through going through it from a coaching perspective, you got to be real careful on over-recruiting, because if that gets out early, then I don't know if you can recover at that point.
Yeah, now if you bring in 4 goalies, they're going to look at you kind of funny and say, hey, wait a second here. This is this isn't what I signed up for. I was told I was going to be one of the guys, and there's 4 of us here.
Yeah, exactly. So and so the fit, the hockey part was great. I ended up – it's a funny story because – and I'm gonna sidestep here just for a minute. I'm not just saying this. One of the things that I value most is obviously my family and a lot of that kind of stuff. But Coach Nelson did something, and I'm going to answer your question here. I ended up a third string goaltender. I knew what I was. I was fine with that. I was happy being a positive communicator to the team, worked every day in practice. I was happy being there, part of the program. And I still tell this story to this day. About 10 or 15 years ago, out of the blue, I got a card from him saying, hey, just want to let you know I was thinking about you. And I think I might have even told you this story when we were up for the last time I was up for him being inducted. He sent me a card like, hey, just want to see how you are, yada, yada, yada. And that card still sits on my desk at home as one of my more prized possessions, because I thought about it this way. I thought about, like, here I was, like, look at, I was aware of who I was, what I was, what my talent level was at, and I was fine with that. So when you think about yourself, you're like, I'm just a third string goalie. What do I matter? And the thing that impressed me so much about him is that he sent me that card, and he didn't have to. Like, in my mind, I'm like, I'm just a third string goaltender. He remembers me. But that really touched me in such a way that I just never forgotten. And so they say things happen for a reason, and being there, I was some of my, the best 2 years of my life, because I was only there for a handful of years.
Yeah, and I suppose now, as we segue into where you are now as part of this segment, you're the head women's coach at Buffalo State. And I imagine that a lot of the things you learned from Steve, a lot of the lessons you got from him and the program, you kind of carry with you into coaching today, don't you?
I do, but I go back to the story that I just told. Like, that just, I want my players, like, look, at the end of the day, I look back, we all look back in our careers, and we really don't remember every individual game, whether we won or lost. We remember the guys in the locker room. You know, I remember Gordy Muschelli, my best friend Ronnie Evans, who ended up, you know, we've become best friends. We still talk to this day, even though we're 1,000 miles apart. And he's the best man at my wedding. I'm at his best man at his wedding. Both our daughters, our goddaughters. I mean, as a matter of fact, last weekend he was in Buffalo with his daughter playing in the hockey tournament, and I had a chance to see her play. So those are the things that you remember. But I go to answer your question, I go back to the human element of it, and for coach to really send that card to me is just what I want to give to the girls. Like, I want to give them something that they remember and to always be there for them. And because at the end of the day, even though we get caught up in the X's and O's and we get caught up in the day-to-day grind, ultimately I need to give them a quality experience. And so we do this thing. This I kind of did on my own, but we do a team bonding weekend where we kind of lay off the hockey part of it and just kind of do that. Because at the end of the day, I'll bet they remember that weekend as much as they remember anything that happened on the ice.
As the head coach at Buffalo State now, your first year as head coach there, how has that whole thing been for you?
It's been an experience. It's been an experience, and it's been educational. There's things when you're an assistant coach, you don't realize what the head coach goes through. You get to deal with just the hockey part. There's so much more. When we were talking off camera, I mentioned to you, there's just so many things that you don't realize that a head coach does. And so that part's been a really education and been a really experience. Big experience, and I'll give you something small. So it's funny because I think we foster a good relationship with the girls. My office is always open, and the girls tend to, which is weird because I couldn't imagine Nelly ever doing this, but the girls always come down during the day to hang out, and they'll sit there even if it's quiet. They'll sit there, they'll do their homework, they talk. This is after practice. And so the part that I need to learn on is every day I'm like, okay, I'm going to start working on the hockey part of it. We're going to get practice plan ready for tomorrow. And I have 3 hours to work on it today. And this will happen. And then, you know, the girls come in, and which is honestly one of the best parts of the job is dealing with them. And they come in, they're doing homework, they're talking, they're asking questions, and you blink, and then your 3 hours are gone, and then you're like, holy cow, I still got to do a practice plan. So I think that's just, it's a learning process, especially in your first year, and there's so many things, something small like that you don't realize. You don't realize how much paperwork goes into it. You don't realize a lot of the other stuff too, the periphery stuff. When you're an assistant coach, you know, you show up, you work on the hockey part, you make friends with them. You know, being the disciplinarian is a little different. You're used to being the good guy, and now you have to make tougher decisions and can't always be the good guy. So it's a learning process and something that I'm striving to try to get better every day. We've got a lot of good things going on. Our locker room is really good. The girls are really good. There's a lot of other stuff we've done right. We've just got to get the hockey part a little bit better.
I think I could sit here and talk to you all day about this, but, you know, I only have 15 minutes of intermission, so I gotta end her here. But David D, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
For KUWS Radio Sports and Where Are They Now, I'm John Garber.